Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 14, 2023. The process of changing the desire. For this reason, any expanding light consists of four phases in the impression on the vessel, Baal HaSulam, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Inner Observation, Chapter 6, Item 24. Question: where did the four phases come from if there were only two discernments in the light? Answer: yes, but we always receive four from two discernments. The second one comes out from the first, then this second, which wants to be like the previous one, makes a third one from itself, and the third, which wishes to implement this change, becomes the fourth one. This is where it ends. This is Havaya, the four-letter name of the Creator Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. This is the way He is manifested. And only the very last stage is considered creation. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, January 1, 2023. What will spiritual unity lead to? Question: when spouses are just starting to live together, according to biological processes, hormones support their relationship for the first 3 years. It is believed that after 3 years, hormones stop working, and a cooling occurs between a man and a woman, nothing holds them further. Does it come from nature? Answer: probably. In past centuries, it may have been different, but nowadays they say that it is, especially on the part of a man. Maybe from the woman's side, I do not know. Usually a woman gets used to a man. I don't think she wants to change everything so much. Today, it is also a little different for women, but still not in the same way as for men. Question: it's not a fact that someone wants to change something, it's just a question that there is no longer a physical factor that holds them back. How can spouses overcome this and continue to live normally? Answer: now is a special time, the time of correcting selfishness. And if the spouses are not engaged in its correction, they will not be able to coexist together. There will be more and more divorces until there are no families left at all. People will converge for a day or two, for a year or two, and disperse. Children will be born not clear from whom and where. The world will come to this because a person will not be able to cope with selfishness if he does not begin to correct it. And for the sake of correction, you will live with one woman because you will feel that you are kindred spirits with her and it is with her that you can correct yourself. And then all physical problems or cooling will be invisible because in your physical union with her you will feel spiritual unity, and then there will be no problems. The world is coming to this. And now we are living in a transitional period when there is no such marriage as before, but there is also no new state of marriage as it should be. But a person will be like that. He will live only in order to improve spiritually, to rise, to feel a higher state, but in no case to remain in this world and this life. Otherwise, there is no point. Otherwise, people will commit suicide, use drugs, and terrible things will happen in the world. Comment: in principle, such a connection should ideally be. My response: no, not at all ideally. A person will feel spiritual needs above the base, earthly ones, because in his eyes it will not be worth spending his life on them. We will survive this state. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to Preserve Love, December 19, 2013. The constant growth of egoism. The three developmental stages of the Jewish people are symbolically called the forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or the right, middle and left lines. Sometime after leaving Babylon, this society needed additional development, which can only happen when greater egoism is revealed, is corrected, and it is risen above even more. In the past, Abraham pondered how the absolute quality of love and bestowal could be reached. Later, He revealed this problem and found the solution. There needs to be a constant growth of ego is above which his group, this small nation, will keep rising. Therefore, the next stage of development required an increase in egoism within this group and the revelation of its second stage. The first was revealed in Babylon, over which they needed to rise. But it is not that simple. At first, egoism grows and everyone takes it well, falls into it, and begins to work with it. That is, all kinds of selfish motives dominate, influence, and subdue people. They try to rise above them by adhering to the same methodology, the ideology of Abraham, to unite and care for each other rather than for themselves, as much as possible. The Torah, Bible, mentions this struggle, about the nation going through the Egyptian states, how they fought among themselves and together against their ego, against the Pharaoh, the new level of egoism that continually broke out between them. Abraham's group was in Egypt for 210 years. This is a conditional measurement of units of time, just like the four stages of direct light at the foundation for the four-letter name of the Creator, that is, a formula in which there are always four components of successively developing stages. Therefore, the egoism that manifested in them consisted of four stages, and the time of the Egyptian exile it was called 400 years. In fact, it lasted 210 years, conventional units, and the remaining exiles fell to 190 years. From captivities I got a call. History of the Jewish People, May 4, 2014. Feeding on the upper light. Question: how does a person's involvement in the internal processes of the group help him accelerate his progress and even, perhaps, go through spiritual states more painlessly? Answer: when a person is engaged in materials that speak about the next level of the world, then from there, from that level, the surrounding light shines on him. He gets a little charge. By being engaged in connection with his friends, he prepares the conditions for the influence of that same surrounding light on him. The most important thing is to work with light, meaning with your next level. To the extent that he aspires to it in study, in connection with friends, in disseminating it, in inspiration, in exalting it, from the upper light shines on him the quality of bestowal that reigns at that level. It is in this quality of bestowal that a person begins to rise above the virtues that he has at the moment. This is the principle of spiritual ascent, to attract the quality of the upper level, the radiance of the upper light. Question: what happens if a person cannot find himself in this system? Answer: he leaves this method and will return to it no one knows when. He will be given the same awakening again. Only the external conditions will be much worse, with problems, wars, and sufferings that will help him overcome the difference between the stage he is on and the next one, that is, between today's egoistic quality and the next, future, altruistic one. Question: have some of us already experienced this separation? Have we repeatedly come and departed from this method? Answer: I don't know, maybe. Someday you will know. Although it doesn't matter. What is the difference? Because when a person is in this method, he is immersed in it. If he goes forward, then he goes, if not, then no. It still does not convince him whether he was already in it or not. It is like he has been reborn every time. From captivities I got a call. 7 years of abundance and the 7 years of famine, April 15, 2014.